This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
10 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Thank you for staying tuned. We talked security, yes, because in the past few days we have seen the most disturbing news. There was a girl that was found in a cooler in a neighbor's house in Ekiti State a few days ago. Her mother sent her to go and buy pap. She went to the first place, lady wasn't there. I think the second place, then the third place, they couldn't find her. The next day, they called to the police station. Daughter was in a cooler. The cooler was found in the neighbor's house. That's one of the many disturbing stories. At the University of Port Harcourt campus, we've been hearing of cars just vanishing. You park your car, you get back there, cars nowhere to be found. It's been happening and it's getting thicker now. Even a lecturer parked her car, got into the office, came out, nowhere to be found. We hear that one even happened in front of the Senate building. I imagine that. And they have security, like three different, I think, security outfits working there. So what's going on? We must hear the other day, a child was sent to go buy something, a teenage girl and a younger brother, they went to buy something. And then some adults, approached them and said, your auntie said to come and pick up something. And then two of them were going with the adults. And the guy said, no, it's not you, the little boy, go away. It's your older sister who's a teenager. And they went with the girl. And the boy gets home and says, well, somebody said, and they couldn't find the girl. I heard they found her about 2 weeks after, somewhere in the bush. And then we'll not talk about the stories of kidnappings and how many people have been held in captivity and are still in captivity as we speak. So, that's it. That's what it is. I have a security and safety expert with me in the studio this morning, and we will be talking about this and how you can protect yourself. My friend in Lagos, got some guy from a security firm to do security work, and within a month, the guy had cleared and forwarded, stuff from the office. So the question becomes, okay, so even those that security people you get from a certified, as it were, security outfit, what's going on? So we have Okechi Smith Dibia, FNIIS. He is my guest this morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Anna.
Sure that it's your line of work, so you're not surprised about the many things that are happening, but we hear that around this time of the year, it increases. I'm not sure why. Is there a reason?
Yeah, it's actually, there's a reason because, around this time of the year, people try to see how they can meet up what they plan for the beginning of the year.
After 11 months, is this 12 months?
Definitely, if you can meet up, that's why it becomes a flashpoint anyway for security, because some people think by December they had to do this and had to do that. Definitely. And you also have some pressure where people will need more things from you and where you give and all of that. So that means that between the time of September, October to that December is actually usually a flashpoint. If you're in a security group, you see people raising points or flashpoint, don't come back this and that and that. But all the same, is security, and we used to say that security is not cheap. You have said people found in the cooler, car snatch and all of that. Yes, these things will definitely happen because we in this side of the world, we are dwelling much on preventive security. Fine, it is a good one anyway, but then when have we had time to actually research what could be the cause of this insecurity that is ravaging us? You see, in states, people just try to, just as what has happened in Chuba, you go there now, you see some people will just make up some things so that it doesn't repeat again. But the truth is that the person that or the group that is doing that will not do the same thing again. They have gone back to re-strategize. While you're just putting up to see what will not happen again, they go about and do another one. Yeah. So when you're sleeping, There are people that are also looking at how to, you know, manipulate you and all of that. But then, what is the cause of this first? How are we going to reduce this? Instead of just trying to teach our people how to secure themselves, how to guide yourself, lock yourself, do all of that. You know, if we reduce it to an extent, people will also be free. I was talking to somebody in a seminar and I told them that as a criminologist, we have what we call strain theory. Now, it has to do with the condition you are at a particular time. It has to do with you, where you live, what is the condition you are. We define strain theory. It argues that crime occurs when there is a gap between the cultural goals of a society, e.g., material wealth, status, present condition of an individual, and the cultural means to achieve these things. How, if somebody is looking for how to meet up the material wealth and all of that, how will this person achieve this in strain theory? He said that this strain theory means and goes result is frustration and resentment. It means that he will do everything humanly possible to see how he can do that. Now, you can agree with me that in Nigeria or in where we are, there is this cause of strain theory. You see, people have lost job. People have nothing much to do. I know that is not the reason why we could say that people could go into crime. But as a criminologist and as a student of criminology, you discover that you don't just talk about crime. You talk about the causes. You talk about the nature. You talk about the extent and all of this. That is just to know exactly why these things will happen. And this strain theory we're talking about is not being propounded today. It has been a theory, that a world-class theory that had been there. So how are we able to look at this to know how to reduce this by creating enabling environment where people can play? Because now you and I know that it is not really easy, but we are not justifying the fact that people should go into crime. But that could also be a result of insecurity, increase in insecurity. Yes, it is there. It's no longer a story. Just yesterday, they say the commissioner there in Katsina was assassinated in his house and all of that. But then, how do we try to, as a citizen, how do we try to manage and increase our own security? I have always said that when insecurity occurs, it means that there is a failure of one or two persons to do what they were supposed to do. So each time there is insecurity in any place, it means that there is a failure of a particular person to do something. I heard that there were people that robbed in Abuja or thereabout for about 2 days. Yeah. Now, that's a failure of a particular person. Before an armed person will leave his house, there's a point he's leaving and he goes to a targeted point. So there's a distance covered. Now, what happened between these distances? Point one to where is going for that attack. It means that there's a failure there. And all that's why insecurity increases then every day, because people fail at different points. Now, we could say, yes, the government is supposed to handle security. Yes, we know that. But then I don't also want to talk about much about them, because if at individual points we try to be security conscious, we try to increase our security, it goes a lot to help the government. Now, a car was snatched in Uniport. And I know that the person would definitely run to the police to go and report stolen car and all of that. Now, what would the police do? Are they going to use magic power to look for your car? But there are other things you probably would have done. I have in a seminar, and I told people that when you don't have security device in your car and you park it anywhere, you go to where you're going, you've just left the car at the mercy of anybody.
All right, let me come in here. So I have a security device in my car, and I open the door with the key, not with the remote. Then it starts shouting. Then at the door, I pressed twice, so, you know, to lock and open to see if that would make it stop, because I didn't have the remote at hand at that time. Then it doesn't stop. Then I shut the door. Then after a few minutes, it stops. Not even minutes, maybe a minute, it stops.
That's security device is by default. That's just an alarm system.
Yeah, so if I were going to steal that car...
No. That's just an alarm system. That's a panic alarm system. It has its own job. It doesn't give you 100% security.
Okay.
Because it by default, they make it for all the cars. That is like when you try to apply a force, it brings out an alarm. It's just like having an airbag in the car. And you say because you have an airbag, you don't want to put on your seatbelt.
Okay.
That airbag, because it's there, it's not going to do that. Every security has its own functions and job. Now, that of alarm is just at the force it triggers an alarm, but then if someone wants to snatch your car, you have other devices to install in your car. People buy car and you see that some car doesn't come with AC, they go and fix their AC. Some car doesn't come with one or two things, they go and do that. But when you tell them to install as little as, okay, let's leave the tracking device anyway, there's also a little one they call the immobilizer. It's as cheap as 7,000 or 5,000, I can't really, but I know that is not up to 10,000. So that you need to demobilize something before a car will start. And we also have something that you could manually lock your steering. These are yes. No matter how we want to say they are okay to an extent.
Yeah, remember that one when I was a child.
Okay, but it's still working. Maybe you cannot afford this, you can afford that. But what I'm trying to say in essence is, how do you just leave your car whole without any form of security?
I hear some, they actually crush the windows and take bags.
Those ones are like 40% that are against that. If your car is scratched window and take back, fine, it's a good one. The car is still there.
Probably, lost something.
Yeah, but then you have. But then the car is still there. It also depends on the environment where you park your car. Like there's a car theft in a cement building. I keep saying, when I was supposed to be seeing footages of crime in the system, I was analyzing what happened in Lagos, and I said, it is in the hostel. Up to now, have we seen footage? Is it that there's no footage of whatever happened? So that means that we need to have footage of crime so that we know what exactly happened.
Yeah, that's for places that they have cameras, but this is Nigeria. This is where we are. You know, people just say they're hungry. That this one, people are talking, I'm hungry. I'm not eating. So why are you talking about things I can't even afford when I can't afford the basic meal? I mean, the basic thing, which is a meal.
But the 80% of persons that are affected in this are also the common man. The big men are not also affected.
So what can they do?
What they do is, for the vehicle, you have as little as what you can manually lock your car. If it's for that aspect of breaking to your glass, and that definitely can happen, but it doesn't happen often. It doesn't happen only just once in a while. It depends on the location where you park your car. So the main thing is, you have a little device that you can secure your car, if not for the vehicle tracking. But the essence why we recommend the vehicle tracking is that most cases in security, we've discovered that people just in a car theft, they could drag somebody out from the car, and at the time they want to leave the car could just off because you have the mobilizer, and they bring you back to come and press what they are pressing. In that case, you definitely lost the car. And we have had issues where people go to somebody's house to rob at night, and they said want to go with your car because your car have mobilizer. They try to start, it doesn't start. They come back to your room, drag you out. You don't do so many things. So that's why we recommend a vehicle tracker, so that it will allow anybody to go before you cannot begin to regulate and see how to track your car. That is what we recommend in security. But where you cannot afford it, you can really delay. At every security device you do, the essence is to delay the particular person. So it's to delay the action. Even when you lock your house, it's not really 100% locked. But what is that? It's to delay the access so that by the time they could finish, help will come from somewhere.
Okay, so what about human beings? Children, I'm very concerned about children, because someone called in this morning to say a mother put her child in a taxi and said, and drop the child for so bus stop and pays and walks away. And then he started to ask, "Madam, why are you not accompanying this child to school? I see children even outside the gates. They're small as maybe 2 feet or 3 feet tall, and they're walking by themselves, going and coming. And some parents say, why are you making noise now? When we're small, we walked from here to Emohua and came back and nothing happened."
Anyway, when I was growing up, I used to think that children are assets to the parents. But suddenly I have just discovered that they are not burden to the parents. Because I know that when I was growing up, my mom was stopped going for some meetings because when you ask her, she will tell you my children, who will be with them, who will go with them and all of that. So because of that, she just disconnected herself from some social meetings and all that, even while we're growing up. So but now I just discovered that children are not boarding to the parent. You see them try to push the children out at every point. You see a child coming to, it happens everywhere anyway. You see a child coming to you and you don't push them out, go and play games, go and watch cartoons, go there. Now, that is why I have just begun to see that they are not bored and they are no longer something they need. People are supposed to treasure, because if you're supposed to treasure a child, I don't know where you're going to that you entrust that child in the hand of just
a stranger
and a bus driver, even when we're hearing what is happening. But all the same, that is there. But then how do we improve security in the lives of these children? Yes, I have said that people just go to school and parents go to school to register their children. They don't just look at the school where they are going to register their children. They don't say, okay, take me to the classrooms where my child will be. And now I have always told somebody, if you go to a hotel to probably to sleep, you don't just pay at the counter. You say, take me to the room. I want to see how he looks like, so that I now know if I'll pay. But in our school, does that, we do that? No, we just go there, pay the money, and put our children there. I can tell you that some person doesn't even have never visited their children classroom, the particular classroom. So these are things that we need to begin to look at.
Yeah, but I'm looking at our movement now from the home to the school and back.
A movement from the home to the school, yes. We have little devices that we could do tracking, but then if you have tracker for watch, you have them in the children's school bag, you can pull them and all that. In fact, you will have even a little device that you can also view them real time, as in video. But let me say that it could not be affordable for everybody. Now, you do the little security you can do by holding your child from point one to point two.
And when you cannot, is that something you can tell the child? When we're young, we're told don't talk to strangers.
No,
because, I mean, look at a 13-year-old girl, for example. Somebody comes and says, your auntie say or your mama say, then she goes with the person.
It's still the failure, I said, it becomes a burden in the house. What were you telling the children before then? People no longer have time with their children to give them the proper training that they're supposed to have. Now, the security training, like the people in the FIDA also, they talk of the soldier and the whatever issue. But then the security issue, as you're going, see, this is what you should do. Give them security talks and order. But because we see them as body, anytime they come close to us, we scare them away, so they don't know nothing. They just go out there and what people, they can be manipulated at every point. But if you have your child, time to time, discuss with your child, transfer knowledge. Those ones you've been taught, transfer to them. They know that. We also have children that, as little as they are, you can't also manipulate them. You see some of them selling hawking on the road. You can see even a 5-year-old, you can't manipulate him. He tells you, in fact, I went to buy something yesterday in my tray around where they sell building material, and I saw a very small boy. He was the one. They've started grooming him already. And what I was, in fact, he was selling it higher than even before I called the boss. He didn't know that I know the boss. So I was so impressed. And the way he was talking, so at point, you train them based on what you want them to be. So if you can't afford those things, you have one-on-one talk with your children. Train them. Tell them, when you're going to this is what you do, this is what you shouldn't do. It's not just to leave them open, because, like I said, they're becoming a burden to us, so nobody cares.
I hear that we now have a lot of predators in malls, cinemas, and restaurants. So a child is walking alone, an adult, usually male, will just come close and say, are you on Facebook? Can I be your friend? And they start talking to them.
Definitely. I was coming back last week, Saturday, last week Saturday, and I was at the airport in Lagos. I saw a girl of about 10 to 12 years. So she was just beside me while we were going for boarding and all of that. So I just opened up discussion with her. I said, where are you going to? She said, she's going to Port Harcourt. I said, where do you live in Port Harcourt? She was actually coming from school anyway. Mm. She lived in Port Harcourt. She said, yeah. I said, where do you live in Port Harcourt? She opened up.
You every
she gave me point my one to
goodness.
Z.
My goodness. You would think that a child that the parents can afford a flight for should know better than that.
Gave me all the information. Inside me, I was just smiling.
If you're a pedophile, then she's gone.
Even when we got to the, in fact, she became my friend. When we got to the airport, even when we entered the airport, I just laughing, chatting with her. I was asking, is your parents with this? Our house is this in Abuloma and all
goodness.
Of that. So she gave me all of this information. Now, why are we saying? It is because of the failure from the side of the parents to sit them down to say, okay, you are going to school even when you are. But for me, I do not even know why a girl of that age should go for to go to a boarding school. I don't want to talk about
that. Well, that's another kettle of fish. But I know that for flights, you're supposed to book that child unaccompanied so that she goes with the airline staff, and they are the ones that would hold the child until you arrive. And whoever is supposed to pick up the child goes to pick up the child.
The child was just there alone. In fact, she left her bag and was more. She became my friend anyway. So in fact, when
she was really a child.
She left her bag and was just looking for where to buy ice cream and all of that. She even bought her ice cream, was licking her ice cream freely. I was watching over her bag and all of that. I was just talking. I said, if it is all this a drug push, they could as well put something there and all of that. So what I'm trying to say is that. We shouldn't fail as parents to see how to impact this knowledge to our children. Very important.
All right, we need to play that commercial. I'm also very concerned about children that live in yards where they say, go and buy this. The child is everybody's servant. They go and buy everything and anything. What also can parents do? Because we know that most impacted are the 80%, which you talked about, and they're not the wealthy ones. We're Nigerian Film. My name is Enoch Gweviri. Please stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
I've got 10 minutes to talk about this. Dibia Smith still here, safety and security expert. Thank you for joining us. So that case of that child, you were saying that primarily was the parents' failure and also the school.
Fine, the school.
It's because the school would know that this is a traveling child.
Are they informed that the child will be living without the care of anybody? That we might not know, but I know that is a failure of the parent. Because if I know for this private school, if you inform them that your child is traveling and there's nobody accompanying, they would definitely, I think that I know they can do to bring the child to the airport and make sure the child leaves to the point of pick collection and all of that. I think that, but for the parents, that is where it is. The problem of child insecurity and children associated with this, we cannot pull it out from the parents. Like I have said, 80% is failure of parents not trying to impact on their children what they are supposed to know. A child will be in a public compound and the child becomes a messenger. A family office assistant, if I would say, go and get me this, get me that. Where is the mother? Where is the father? Probably they've gone to look for living and all that.
And sometimes you say they are watching film in Uncle Mecca's house.
Okay.
In Auntie Bridget's room.
Okay. So these are things I say. So if the parents are in the house, I do not think that you'll be bold enough to send their children out.
Maybe
to
their senator post children.
Fine. So it is not that they are not there. So as they are not there, your child becomes vulnerable to anything.
Okay. Let's talk about this matter of companies hiring security staff, and it turns out that they're thieves.
That is a very serious issue. In fact, last week we were in our annual meeting, Nigeria Institute of Industrial Security, and this issue was one that was brought up. You see, we are also investigating a particular matter where a security that is hired had also done a damage in the house in Port Harcourt. Now, the issue is this. The security company are also in a hurry. In a hurry, I mean, I have also disguised myself severally and walked into a security company, and I said I want to get a job as a security because I want to know the level of interview, the level of profiling, the level of information they extract from me before they release me to go and work for person. I have done that severally, and I do that almost every time. So I walk into a security firm, and I said, I want to be employed as a security person in your place. What they told me was, do I have an idea? I said, at least I do. Yeah. I stated one or two things, and they said, tomorrow, that was like on Thursday, I can't remember, they said, Monday start work. And I said, I'm telling you. And I said, how? What's my salary like? What position am I going to start with? And because I think I have a little idea, so I should know my salary, I should know the processes and all of that. He said, oh guy, I said, Monday start work, when you come we know what to do. I said, no, let me know what I can tell my people. So what am I saying? The security company are also in a hurry because it becomes a competition. People just come and say, I need three persons, and you just go there. Anybody you get, you post to somebody's house. I tell
so
you.
So you leave on Monday. They haven't profiled you. They haven't done any background checks.
Nothing. He just told me resume on Monday. And at the end of the day, he told me that I'll be posted to somewhere. And I said, no, my level, I cannot be opening it and closing. I think I should be. I just tried to delay the whole. I said, I want to get more information. I said, but my level, as I explained to you, I'm supposed to be like, even if you give me a bike to do supervision. And they said, we have that already. We can post you. Yeah. I said, okay, no problem. Let me go and tell my wife. And let's know what we're going to do. What did I get there? I got information. That's why we moved it to the national body, which is the industrial security, to know how we can handle this. I tell you, 70% no profile.
So you just have an armed robber without a gun at your gate, opening cars, closing cars, profiling, checking when this one is leaving so they can inform the others. They're leaving now, so time, they should be on so roads. You can catch them.
No profiling. And that's why we just need to be very careful. That's why we're asking that the regulatory body should also be very careful. Security is not a competition. Security is not where, like, we've had issues where security installers, like these CCTVs and all that installers, had also gone to do an installation. And the way they see the house, you know, there are some level of exposure you should give some particular person. Now, you know, these things are installed in a private area to an extent. Now, there's a level of exposure you give to a person to your room. There's a level of exposure you give to a person to your sitting room and all that. There are some persons that will enter your sitting room. In fact, their head will just turn. Because what they have seen, they cannot control it. So if they enter to your bedroom, they also have that. Now, when they come out, it might not be intentional, but they'll just be discussing to their friends, this man here has money. I went to install a security device for him, and if he see his house, if he enter his house, they are passing information unknowingly to people. That's why we have said, whatever you do across board in security, do with professionals. I have written severally to the government, and I said, the task force that you are setting, they are good, but why not you just use a security firm to achieve this? They will be more careful in terms of dealing with people. The protocols they will give is not the same. The reception they will give is not the same. With this one you bring up, you can even bring these people and put them to the security company, where the security company on their own, we train them and make sure that they do better than even what you are also, because there is no supervision, there is no that. So we've written to this, but we just discovered that people come up and do their things. For the churches, things have been, I went to a church and they were going to put offering also. I dropped my phone on my seat. And by the time I came, I couldn't find it again. An usher just met me and said, "Oga, whenever you're going to put offering, go with your phones." I was surprised. He was the one that just picked the phone, and when I came back, she gave it to me. I said, "Why in the church here?" So these things are happening, and the question is, how are we trying to put them together as a church, as a school, as a private individual? You can see that a commissioner was assassinated in his house. That means that even his house, he has no security. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have security anyway. He might have that, but then security has gone above burglary pools and gate man
I don't know, some people think it's someone that opens the gates and closes the gates, security man.
That's what they call them, is a security man. But I have also said in some platform that even when you build a house worth millions, what do you use to lock your gate? You see, I was in a place to do security sweep, and we entered the place. I could assess what the building worth anyway. But when we finished, the man called the gate man and said, "Go to that place, buy per lock 3,000 naira. And I told him, I said, "Oga, you're using 3,000 naira to lock a house of 1 billion, if I would say." He was shocked. He said, "Well, what would I have done?" I said, "Yes, everything in this house, you bought them yourself. Now, your padlock to lock to lock the whole house, you're sending a man to go and buy a 3,000 naira. You see how we have degraded, how we have brought security to the lowest. And now it is still that gate that people could access to, you know, bring down everything in the house. So I think that for individual, we need to take responsibility. I don't talk about the government, because I know if you take responsibility, if I take responsibility, we are going to make
the government
up.
We've taken responsibility.
Now, sorry to say, the boat drivers and have been hearing people being attacked and
has
all
been
that.
Taking.
Yeah. Now, I find by the grace of God, we have most of them in our fleets that have trackers and all that. And most times you have seen 2 a.m. every time they try to recover by God's grace. And now also for the ladies that have also been assaulted and all that, I have also told in a lady conference and a women conference I have gone to, and I have told them, buy as little as pepper spray. It is 2005. Put in your bag. Buy a little like all this T-cell, this staunch gun and all these shockers and this. They are not expensive. You cannot believe that a pepper spray can save a life. Because when somebody is trying to harass you and you just push it out and spray, at that particular time, you've demoralized the person. Now you can find your way. So these things are just what we need to do. But then the ladies, how are they doing it? No, they don't do that. But they just buy all those their things. And by the time you check, those things seem to be more expensive than security. So we just encourage all of us at every point.
Okay, so people are going to be traveling around this time. What should they look out for? Driving alone, driving in a car that you don't know the people there. Maybe you go to the bus park. What should they do?
No, normally this time is a flash point for everybody. If you're traveling long distance on your car, you should need to at least go with one or two, but then you don't go with people you don't really know. Not that you don't know them as in personally, yeah, but then you don't also expose much of what you're traveling with, because 50% of our problem is from social life, social media and all of that. So, but then
posting things up and down.
Definitely. So that's 50%. We have done that research already. So if you're traveling with somebody, it's not like, "Oh boy, would they go? Nah, they don't pay me 1 million or I won't carry go." Those things are not fit. You're traveling with one or two persons. Now, if you're also going with as in a commercial car, you go to a bus park, like any of them. Go there, sign in, they give you a
manifest,
you do all of that, and you go. Apart from accident, you could also go. But then, we are just too fast, also in a hurry, that we could just come out and we flag anything that stop, we enter, and we just start going. So these are things we just need to, on our own, be very careful on what we do. Check a car before you enter. Just within a twinkle of an eye, you can even scan a car and know exactly what is that. But sometimes we just get carried away. Mm. You will see somebody making a call and stopping a taxi. Before you know, he has entered, she has entered. You don't even know the people that is in the car because you are distracted at the point of boarding that particular car. So you could also be robbed, you could also be attacked. And also, all we are advising it at every point, be yourself.
Be conscious. You know, some people even get into taxis and they are talking very personal things. Where they are going, to the bank.
They are coming from the bank.
They've been paid. They are going to pay this one, pay that one. A little of loudness, unnecessary ones. Someone says, police arrested someone with pepper spray and asked for a license. Please explain.
That one is our Nigerian police. So police also arrested somebody with laptop and asked for license, receipt and all that. So it's just something that cannot.
Mischief.
But then if you're also buying these things, we advise you buy from a registered vendor, seller, so that when you are being arrested, you can retrace them to that person and the person can present a certification of what of that and all that.
Copies of the receipt and put in your bag as you go.
Even if you don't have, but if you have,
snap it in your phone and keep it in your phone.
Definitely, see the receipt
here. Oh yeah, let's call the person. I don't know why anybody should harass anyone for that. That's just being silly. Anyway,
it's our country, so there's nothing we can do about that.
All right, thank you, Mr. Smith, for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
What you've shared with us. I hope that beyond just listening, we would spread this and we will do what we're supposed to do to ensure that we protect ourselves. Uche Smith Dibia, FNIS, security consultant. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.